So we're on the road to Pinon Hills. Where in the world is Pinon or Pinon Hills? Well, it's located west of Phelan, which is south of Wrightwood, or north of Wrightwood, off of Highway 138. It's 28 miles east of Palmdale, 15 miles west of the Cajon Pass Interstate 15, 25 miles from Hesperia, Victorville. Pinon Hills is in a tri-community that consists of Pinon Hills, Phelan, and Wrightwood. The elevation is 4,100. It's historically an earthquake activity that's significantly above the California state average. In fact, it's 7,534% greater than the overall U.S. average. The estimated population is 8,000, 59% are white, 34% Hispanic, Asian, 5%, 243 veterans, 73% are owners. Male to female ratio is 47 to 53, so less men than women. Median age is 44, median household income is 67,000, average per person is 27,000 a year. The median house cost is 369,000, median rent 1,100. The average household has three people in it, 57% married, 4% separated, 22% never married, 7% divorced, 9% widowed. The majority of people, 90%, have a high school graduation or higher, and 20% got a college degree. Didn't say a lot about their history. Originally, it was named Border Town because of its isolation on the county line. Homesteaders and cattle ranchers settled the area, and the area sometimes was referred to as Horeen Springs after a prominent family. It was developed by the Smithson Springs Water Company, and the area began to be referred to as the Smithson Springs. Then it was renamed to Desert Springs. So the post office got confused with Desert Hot Springs, so it led to its current name, to Pinon Hills, after the Pinon Pines. Their motto is, where the desert meets the mountains. So Father God, we come before you and we pray that you would help this community with earthquakes, to prepare, to be proactive, and to know what to do as a community when and if they happen. We pray for the Board of Directors of the Community Services District that's considering combining Phelan and Pinon Hills, both census unincorporated areas, into one. So, Father, we pray, if that is your will, that it will be done, and if not, that the people will keep to their own little communities. We do pray for the Board of Directors, and we pray that you would use them, help them to be full of integrity and to be ethical and not to abuse their power or the monies that they have. We pray for the school district, Snowline Joint Unified School District, that includes two of the schools that some of the children go to, which is Pinon Hills Elementary and Pinon Mesa Middle. The other schools they would attend would be in Phelan. We pray, God, that the teachers and administration, the school board, the families, the parents will rise up, and even the students themselves, and not accept the CRT or the LGBTQ push, that instead that they would teach what is necessary. We pray, God, against the crime issues, that they would decrease, even though they only occur every 23 days. The violent crime is D-, property crime D-, and other is crime is F. Their top issues is drug crimes at 28%. Now, this is an extremely high number. So we pray, Father, for people to be transformed by this, that the agencies, the police agencies, the sheriffs, the county agencies that go after drug crime related things, that they would be able to bust up and be able to apprehend and stop the drugs being created, developed, and sold here. We also pray for people to stop wanting it because of Jesus. We pray that Jesus would invade this place, that the gospel would reach people who are hungry to get out of this troublesome area. And then we also pray for theft and vandalism at 23% each. That is super high. For it also to go down, which most likely has a lot to do with the drug crimes. And then the same for burglary. So God, we pray for that. We also, their poverty rate is higher than the California average at 18%. It's highest among children under 18. And then it is at 19% for those that are 18 to 59. So God, we pray for people to find jobs, even though they would have to travel some. We pray that they would get creative with what they could do in that community and in that region with that land. The current COVID stats are 53 cases. As of today, we pray those numbers will decrease and people will recover. We pray for the Phelan Senior Center and any other areas around there for people to find recreation and for safety. We pray for the seniors that are there that they would leave a legacy and reach out to the children. There are only two churches, Shepherd's Call Baptist Church and the Door Ministry, that we could find. We pray, and the rest of the churches are in Phelan and Wrightwood. We pray for more churches to rise up to minister to this city of 8,000 people, that intercessors would claim this town for Christ, for laborers to reach this particular demographic group, for supportive ministries to help people recover from addictions and abuse, that they would experience deliverance and power of the Holy Spirit to set them free, that ministries that would focus on finding ways to help them replace their physical cravings for Jesus and His love, to get them involved with ministering to others. We in fact pray for somebody that is so renowned there, like a Saul, that would turn to a Paul, would have such a Damascus experience and such a transformed change in their lives that it would grant faith, encouragement, and hope to those that don't want to continue to live in this drug-infested area, that they want to be free from drugs and see a change. We pray, God, for encourage the pastors that are there and the people that are there. We pray that they would get involved in ministering to others, the people that come to know Jesus, and that pastors would work together and pray, and that people would unite in prayer and build bridges, that there would be a spiritual awakening and a major revival that only you, God, can do. In Jesus' name.